Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. I am one of the hosts for the show. I'm Kenny, and I have my beautiful wife on the line. Kwajalein, honey, are you there?
Hello, everyone.
All right. Tonight's topic is going to be a topic that's going to be near and dear to maybe majority of our callers on the line, probably. And tonight's topic is the right to choose. The idea of willingly allowing a loved one to die is often hard to think about. However, in cases of severe illness or disability, some people desire the right to peacefully end their suffering and their lives. Should family members support their loved ones in their decision to end their lives? If they are Christians, does this decision violate any biblical principles? How does the decision affect the family as a unit? And should terminally ill families have the families have the right to choose if they continue to live or die? Is assisted suicide really suicide? Again, thank you for joining us on today's date is September 16, 2016. And when I was reading about the should terminally ill families, it's should a terminally ill family member have the right to choose whether they live or they die. Okay, tonight I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. Our first caller, Ms. Brenda, are you there?
Hey
there.
How are you all?
Hey, Ms. Brenda.
Yes.
Good. It's good to hear your voice, and we so appreciate you for calling. You know your line is going to always be open, so if you have anything to add to it, Ms. Brenda, you're definitely welcome to do so.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Yes, ma'am. All right, our next caller, Pastor Michelle, you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Pastor Kenny, Pastor Kwajalein?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Awesome. Well, you know your line is open, Pastor, so if you have anything to add to the conversation on the night, please feel free to do so.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going to start again. I'm going to pass the phone over to my beautiful wife here. Hold on just a sec.
So, hello again. Before we get into the conversation, I just wanted to go over a few terms. So everyone will know what we're talking about when we say these terms. Euthanasia, we probably won't really use this one, but anyway, it's the act of deliberately ending a person's life to relieve suffering. So, you know, tonight we're talking about people that are terminally ill, our family members that may be terminally ill. You know, some of them, they want to end their suffering, and they want to do so by, you know, willfully dying. In the act of when euthanasia is utilized, then someone assists them by actually, you know, injecting them with the medication or actually giving them the muscle, you know, the medicine or whatever, like literally giving it to them to end their life. But assisted suicide is the act of assisting or encouraging another person. That could come by the way of providing them information or support. And then a physician-assisted suicide is when a doctor prescribes the medicine, the lethal medication, for that purpose. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. And I also want to get into, you know, things such as withholding food, or not withholding, but someone refusing to accept food or water, you know, surgery that will save their life, medicine that will save their life, those type of things. And so I know this is a pretty heavy topic, but this was really something that was put on me. I don't even know where it came from. But for us to talk about, and again, you know, your lines are open for those of you who are listening. If we have any listeners out there and you want to call in and join the conversation, please give us a call at 657-383-1571. Again, that's 657-383-1571. Okay. As for right now in the United States, physician-assisted suicide is only legal in Oregon, Washington, the state of Washington, Washington State, Vermont, and California. I saw one website that said New Mexico, not really sure about that one, so I'm not sure. Montana also, but it has to be court-ordered. Now, we know in other countries like the Netherlands, and, you know, they do it in places such as that. Oregon, I know, I did a paper on this a long, long time ago, but Oregon has what they call the Death with Dignity Act. And so pretty much with this is their way of saying, okay, if you're a terminally ill person and you're tired of suffering, then we're going to give you this choice to end your life as long as you meet certain requirements so that you can die with dignity. And in this law, they have several different requirements. You have to prove, you know, that you are terminally ill. If they feel as though you are depressed or something like that, then they'll require that you be seen by a psychiatrist or a psychologist in order to, you know, to decide for them to see if this is really something that you really want to do or if you're doing it based off emotions. You have to be a resident of the state. And so they have different things like that in place, you know, in the legislation so that people will have, you know, the right. But they'll also have some things so anybody just can't go in and say, oh, okay, I want to take this medication. They have to have oral requests, written requests. They have to be competent. No family member can go in on behalf of another family member and say, hey, you know, my aunt is depressed, and or my aunt is really sick, she has cancer, whatever. So the person has to be competent, and they have to ask for themselves. Now, I really want to, before we go any further, I want to see if you ladies have anything to say on this. First of all, do you all feel as though assisted suicide should be legal in all states? And also you, Kenny. What do you all think?
Well, for me, Pastor Quadrillion, that's such a heavy topic. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. I knew that when you were calling out the states, I said, watch one of them be Washington, because I think everything is legal in the state of Washington. If I was on legislation or to pass this law, I wouldn't do it. I personally would not do it, because I don't want to assist in nobody dying anywhere. To me, it would be just like committing murder. I know people say compassion, they're in a lot of pain and all this stuff, but I personally couldn't do it. I couldn't even pass the law.
Okay. So you say no. Okay, Miss Brenda, she disconnected. And we have two more callers. Oh, she's back now. Miss Brenda, your line is back open if you have something to say.
Okay.
Kyra, hi. How are you?
Hey, y'all. I'm fine. Hello.
Hey. Well, your line will be open. We look forward to hearing what you have to say on tonight. We're talking about assisted suicide. And, you know, should it be legal? Is it anything against it biblically? So we look forward to hearing what you all have to say if you, you know, if you have anything on tonight.
Great.
Leanne, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, I know you just heard what I said to Kyra, so I won't repeat it again, but your line will be open. We look forward to hearing what you have to say. I know this is a heavy topic. A lot, you know, people have a lot of opinions, and some people don't really know how to feel about it because, you know, it's just, it is. It is a pretty heavy topic. So your line will be open, and we look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, Pastor Michelle, you said that you wouldn't assist, so you think it shouldn't be legal for her. So you're saying you wouldn't assist, but would you have a problem with it being legal in the state?
I think that I would. I'm waiting on the information that you all present tonight, because to me it's part of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. Whether you're doing it to put somebody out of their misery and you're trying to give a helping hand or whatever, to me it still falls under the blanket of thou shalt not kill. But again, maybe, you know, you and Pastor Kenny have something different that may open my eyes, but as of right now, the beginning of the show, I'm 100% against it.
Okay. And that's actually one of the questions that I had, is it murder? So for someone to assist, are they considered, you know, assisting in murder for someone to actually take the medication? Because again, with assisted suicide, the person themselves, although the doctor with you know, the physician assisted suicide, the doctor may administer the medication, but the person is responsible for taking it themselves. So would that be considered actual suicide and murder?
Can I say
anybody?
Something?
Yes, lines are open.
Okay. I would have to say it would be murder suicide. Because God gives us a day and a time that He appoints when our day is up. He did not give this doctor nor you permission to do this. For you to, I mean, who knows? You could recover. Maybe you're supposed to, something's supposed to happen where you're supposed to touch someone else before the end of your life, and you haven't done whatever God has left for you to do, and now you've done this, and now it's over, and then who knows, this may cause someone else to go and kill themselves. You don't know the repercussion from it, and until God says it's over, it's not over.
Amen.
Okay.
My opinion.
So you... Hey, that's what we're talking about tonight. Anybody else? What do you think? Should it be legal? Is it suicide? If you think it that, you know, if you don't know whether or not it should be legal, is it considered actual suicide? And is the person that's assisting considered to be falling under the umbrella of murder?
This is Kyra. I agree with, you know, Pastor Michelle and the other young lady who you know, spoke just a while ago. I agree. I don't believe in it. You know, we've had family members who've been in, you know, a lot of pain. But, you know, we have always allowed, you know, and I know this is something, you know, a lot of people are starting to do or whatever, but we've always just allowed the Lord to have his way totally with that life. And I believe that I still have both my parents, you know, I have two of my grandmothers still living. So as far as anyone being really, really, really close to me and sick, I haven't, you know, experienced that as far as the closest people in my life, thank God. But if they were to ask, you know, me, like my parents would have asked me, or, you know, hey, I want to just, you know, go, I'm ready, you know, whatever. My answer would be no. And you know, I know it's easy to say whatever, you know, when you're not in it, but I know because of the conviction in my heart. I don't want to put my hand on a life, and I can't remember who it is, but I know in the Bible where one of the soldiers had ended up killing, I think it was King Saul, and David was very upset. The soldier thought he had did favor by, you know, killing, you know, doing this. And he was ready to go anyway. But my point is, you know, David was like, how dare you, you know, touch God's anointed? How dare you touch, you know, take a life that God has, you know, has given. So I say no. I wouldn't do it even for my closest family member. I can't touch it. I didn't give life. It's not my right to take it either, or even be a part of it at all.
Okay. Thank you, Kyra.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle, your line is open. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Your line is open. We look forward to hearing what you have to say on the topic tonight. We're talking about assisted suicide, you know, for a family member suffering. And so far, everyone that's spoken is against it. So if you have an opinion, we would love to hear it. But your line will be open. Does anyone else have anything to say? Thank you. Does anyone else have anything to say?
Yes. I would like to say they also have a term for the assisted suicide or the euthanasia, and it's called, it's known as mercy killing. Most people are saying that with the mercy killing, what you're doing is you're helping someone to no longer suffer. But I was also looking on this website, and this is a Christian-based website. Two pastors, Pastor Bud and Betty Miller, they just spoke on euthanasia. And they came up with quite a few scriptures, but one that really stood out to me is one from Deuteronomy 30 and 19, verse 19 through 20. It says, "Well, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them." So I'm with you all when it comes to the mercy killing, the euthanasia, or assisted suicide. I really am against it, just for the simple fact that I couldn't have that on my conscience either. And you know, if we really can't say how it feels, and I haven't really gone through it personally in my family, but I have witnessed it take place to where family members are tired of suffering and the individual is just tired of suffering, so they refuse medication, they refuse food, and then they say they're just ready to just give up because they're tired of suffering. And I think that's their choice. I believe that's their individual choice, you know. But some family members would say that if you try to keep someone alive, then you're being selfish when that person's tired of suffering. Whereas me, I believe honestly and wholeheartedly, you know, that if someone decides to make that decision, then that's their decision, you know, whether they're sick, ill, you know, what have you. But as far as me just saying, you know what, you don't need to suffer no more, yeah, let's do it. I couldn't do it because, Lord knows, I definitely wouldn't want that on my conscience.
So do you all believe that – oh, no, that was great. What everybody's saying is great. So, So do you all believe that refusing – life-saving surgery, refusing food, refusing water, you know, anything that is life-sustaining, do you believe that that is the same as taking the lethal medication? And that's also wrong.
Pastor Kwajalein, I believe that if a person refuses to take, like you said, the medication or food, I believe that's them committing suicide, which is still, to me, same as thou shalt not kill. I had a friend of mine, her dad just had a heart attack, and he was gone. They said that there was no activity, that she needed to pull the plug. I know she got on Facebook and petitioned prayers and all this stuff. There was no activity for I want to say about 6 or 7 days. Well, the other day he just opened his eyes and started talking, and they took him off life support. So to me, again, God is the giver of life, and he allows life to be gone. And so to me, it's all the same. It's all the same. Whether you refuse it or you're asking someone to help you, you still fall under the guidelines of thy shall not kill. To me.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, yeah, Pastor Michelle, I agree with you on that. But the reason why I said what I was saying as far as it'll have to be up to the individual is because just like pretty much everybody saying on the line tonight, they wouldn't want that on their conscience. And it's kind of hard, really. I mean, to just see someone suffering, and it's also hard when they make that decision and their mind is made up that, hey, they don't want nothing, you know. Whereas some people don't even have to be suffering. They could be perfectly healthy, like right now on the phone talking to you, and they say, hey, if I ever get out on my deathbed, don't try to save me. Just let me go, you know. Whereas some people will wait until they're on their deathbed and say, you know what, I've been suffering for years, and I'm just fed up. I'm tired of it. I don't want to do this no more. You know, and yeah, granted, it does fall within suicide, and it's just hard. It's just hard. That's a hard pill to swallow either way. And I pretty much understand and agree, and definitely can say I agree with everybody what they're saying. So I'm not torn between, you know, whether it's a yes or no. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it, and that's just my opinion.
You know, Pastor Michelle, you just said something that I had gave under consideration, but I wasn't even thinking about suicide or nothing like that. But I used to say that I didn't never want to be on life support. I would trust God that he bring me through. But, you know, since you said what you said, that's something to think about, because
yes,
if I refuse to get on life support and I am dying, it's a way, like this lady just said, that, you know, this man opened his eyes and he started talking. But I believe God can revive any of us, you know, because he's just like you said, he gave life, and he's the one that'll end life. He knows how long we're going to be here before we even know how long we're going to be here. He know how we're going to die. He know if it's going to be by life support or killing or rip or whatever. So, you know, I had never even thought about that until you said, but I'm glad you said that. So that gave me something to think about.
Amen.
Well, amen. Praise God.
Well, with that kind of goes into something else, because, you know, with that and what it sounds like, there was nothing there. There was nothing there, and that was a miracle, but that doesn't always happen. You know, there's sometimes because that was really where it was just nothing there. That was not assisted. It was nothing there. And so then you can go, when we're talking about that, that goes into, okay, well, if someone says, I don't want to be revived, I'm signing a do not revive, you know, the papers that don't revive me if I die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then that can cross over to that. Well, that's wrong because they have life-saving techniques, you know. Or
sure.
If they say, if I'm on life support, well, don't keep me on life support. Go ahead and let me go. You know, so that, you know, then that gets kind of into all of those things as well. So what do you guys think about that? I mean. Because
wow.
we do know that those miracles do happen. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Right. But I think if you sign a DNR, which is a do not resuscitate, that is after you have flatlined, after all the activity is gone. Then the doctors are—they're not supposed to touch you. To me, that's a different decision. But because you're already in the realms of death, if God brings you back after you said do not resuscitate, then that's His business. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with the DNRs, especially if somebody has been sick or whatever, and they've already put this into their will or what have you. But if they're going through sickness and their body is in pain, and yes, we would want to stop their suffering, but still, if we give them something to assist in it, to me, that goes back to suicide. Like Pastor Kenny said, the DNR, that's their choice. That's all of it is their choice. But I don't think DNRs are saying, hey, kill me. That's just saying if I'm already gone, I'm gone. Don't do nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying in the case where he was already pretty much gone, but he came back, because that's what you were talking about, right, Miss Brenda?
That was a miracle because he had no activity.
Right. That was a miracle, right, because he was gone. He was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do know that those situations happen, but we also know that those situations don't happen. So in that, you know, what, should we wait longer? You know, I don't, I'm just, you know, throwing some things out there for thought and for conversation. You know, should we wait longer or, you know, but I. So does anybody else have anything to say about the, whether or not assisting should be legal? Because it's really, because, you know, or does anybody have anything to say from the opposite end? Or does everybody pretty much agree that it shouldn't be?
I don't think it should be. This is Karen. I don't think so. It's because, you know, it starts going into other things or whatever. It's just, I just don't want any part of it. Even legalizing it, I don't think so. Even when I see the stories on the news, you know, someone, you know, I don't know if you mentioned it, but the one before I got on here, but the one young lady who, you know, had her date to go, and because she had been suffering so long, might have been back in November, I'm not sure, but. Even with that, I couldn't even watch the story, you know, every time it came on the news, because I was just so, I just could not, you know, and her family that celebrated, that, you know, did all these things she wanted to do, but she knew on that particular day that that's when she was going to, you know, end her, you know, her life. I couldn't even watch it, because just the thought, you know, itself of,
I just know I saw something about one, like, I don't know if this is the same one or not, a young girl, she had a prom and all of that. I don't know if she was committing assisted suicide or if she was refusing
it was
further treatment.
She was about 20-something years old, this young lady, I'm thinking. She was like 20-something. She was married, this young girl. She was married and everything. Yeah, and it was some date she had set aside, and, you know, of course, the news covered it until, you know, that day, you know. But,
and they made
Chip
it look all
sick.
Sweet. And,
they did. They really did, which to me made it so sad, you know. You know, but she, yeah, her husband said, you know, interviewed her husband, everything, and I'm just looking at them like, how, you know, how do you become okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just hard to watch, you know.
Question. I have a question. Good evening to everybody. Good evening.
Hey, Mom.
Hello, Mama Rose.
It sounds as though, as I'm listening, you are going all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
When the subject is about suicide, assisting suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to get some clarification because
mm-hmm.
you're talking medically, miracles. So kind of come back to... I understand is about suicide, assisting in suicide is helping someone to take their life.
Yes, giving them encouragement, support. Right.
And they called it back in the day. Y'all know I'm from back in the day. Mercy killer.
Right, that's what Kenny was saying earlier. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, suicide itself is killing. Making a decision to take a life, no matter what. I'm not talking about techniques, what they're using now. You know, what Michelle was talking about, the miracle, about the man and the Lord bringing him back, and I can attest to that, but I don't want to go there right now. But I'm talking about I don't have suicide in my family, okay? Yes. In fact, we just now going through a nephew of mine, suicide, and in fact, they funeralized him today. That's taking a life out of God's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide itself is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
We know that is from Satan. The Bible clearly tells us he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Man.
Am I going the right way here? Somebody agree?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So suicide is attached to killing, no matter what death it, whether it's
mm-hmm.
by injection, whether it is by poison, even a weapon, is taking it out of God's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now, if you want to say attempt suicide, there have been cases where there have been attempted suicide,
mm-hmm.
and it was. It didn't fulfill itself because God stepped in.
Amen.
And God brought the person back. And when they came back with a different frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
They found out they wanted to live.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere in there, God intervened. But in the beginning, when you first start talking about suicide, always we remember who's behind suicide.
Mm.
And the Bible clearly tells us in Exodus, thou shalt not kill, whether it's an assistant in it or not.
Okay, so Mom, do you feel like it's okay to... So what do you feel about refusing medical, life-saving medical treatment, food, water, and that type of thing?
So
you consider it all the same as well?
No, I don't. I really don't. Because you can make the decision to come off of a life support, and God intervene. If it's in God's, it's not taking it out of God's hand.
I'm not talking about life support. I'm talking about you're competent, and you're saying I'm not going to have this medical treatment. I'm not going to take. I'm not. I don't want any more food. I don't want any more water. I don't want any of that.
You're talking about that deal. That person makes that decision. Like Kenny says, that is a place with them and God. With them refusing food, the necessities. But in most cases, the appetite goes, something like that happens with it, and that frame of mind. You got to remember that frame of mind. But when you come to, it was something else you said, refusing, okay, medication. There are a lot of people.
Right. If it's life sustaining, if you have to have it in order to sustain your life.
To live. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's life sustaining. Because in some cases, there are people's beliefs. That's just like blood transfusion. You got a religion that will not take blood transfusion for no reason. Do you consider that as being suicidal? Do you consider that as taking your life if you need blood and because of your belief? You refuse it. So that's what I'm saying. You're going in a whole lot of directions in here. So are you
ma'am, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mom.
So what I'm saying, are you putting medically in there as well as that choice of assisting suicide? Because what I heard was if the doctor give you the medication, or, you know, so this is what I'm asking now. Clear me up.
Right. Well, some people see it as the same because it does fall under the same, you know, passive euthanasia or whatever when when they don't give you the things that you need. So it falls under the same category. So, you know, you have some people that may be against taking something to go ahead and speed up the, you know, dying process when they're suffering, but they'll be okay with withdrawing from the life sustaining things. But then you have some people that believe that it's all the same. And then and they're not okay with either one. And then you have some people that are okay with both. But they fall up under the same thing because they're trying to get to the same place. One person may say, I'm tired of this suffering. I just want to go ahead and die, so give me a medication or a lethal injection. The other person may say, I'm tired of this and I want to go ahead and die, so I'm not drinking anymore, I'm not eating anymore, I'm not doing any of that. You're telling me the only way I can live is to take this medicine or, you know, have this surgery or whatever. I'm not doing it. I just want to go ahead and die. So it really falls up under the same thing. Is that still, you know, can that still be considered suicide? Is that still taking things out of God's hand? You know, when we know, just looking at food and water, we know we have to have food and water in order to survive.
Right, Right, right. I understand you as far as that. But what I'm saying, you all are putting it all in there as far as medication and, you know,
right.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Because
it,
you
it,
can
follow,
take the medication and it still won't prolong your life, no matter what.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I'm saying. When your date is set, it's set. Can I share something?
Yes, ma'am.
It's been years ago. And I would say, Kwajalein and Jonathan had came in from, was it Burger King? They had gone to get something to eat. While they were gone, I began to feel very bad. And I got this real bad headache. I took one of my pills for my head. And I laid down, just one pill. And I laid down and I went to sleep, but I didn't sleep long. I woke up because I began to feel sick. As I was walking around the foot of the bed, I began to get real dizzy. And Kwajalein walked through the door, and she asked me what was wrong. And I told her, I said, I feel. That's all I remember. When I woke up, well, I didn't really wake up. I heard Kwajalein calling me. And I went back out. Next person I heard was a man's voice. And he was calling me. Next thing I know, I was at the hospital. Told I had no pulse, I had no, no kind of signs of life. This is what they told me. But I can tell you what I do remember. I remember peace. I was in a place where there was nothing but peace. I heard the doctor. I opened my eyes, and I was so angry. My anger was, why did you bring me back? If it wasn't for my coming back, God would not be using me the way he's using me now. He sent me back. Because it was not my time. I'm a walking miracle. So this is why I say what I say about miracles, about God. When God step in, ain't nothing Satan can do.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he had me. But even though I still, to this day, remember that peace. And do you know I still have that peace?
Mm-hmm. Man.
So that's why I say you're going all over. You're tying things in. But when God steps in, no matter what, no matter what. So suicide, life and death is in God's hand. Anybody got anything to say?
No, ma'am. Thank you, Mama.
When I get on here, y'all get quiet.
Everybody be listening. We just be listening.
You get quiet. You hear me, Kyle?
I love hearing the wisdom.
Me too.
We're just listening.
That's it, me too.
Michelle?
Oh, hey, baby.
Hi, Mama. How you doing?
I'm good.
I just listened to the whole story, even about the peace and everything. I was just absorbing all the wisdom and all the knowledge. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. That's why we get quiet.
Amen.
You know, people don't have their own mind of thinking what's right and what's wrong. But if they go before God, like I said, we're going through this thing now. When fraudulent conquer committed suicide, and it affected her so bad, and she wanted to know why. Because he heard a voice. Remember, when it comes to suicide, they heard a voice, and that voice was not God.
Mm-hmm.
But they
Amen.
Heard a voice.
Man.
See, you got to think, too, as ministers, got to also go into the spirit realm as well as in the natural realm.
Man.
Hear what I'm saying? They got to tie together.
Man. Amen.
Amen. Well, Mama, we don't want you to...
So what, baby? You don't want me to hang up?
We don't want you to stop calling in. Everybody be listening. I tried to tell you that before, but I'm glad they told you.
Amen.
But
thank
y'all
for telling her.
But yes.
Apostle.
Yes, baby.
We're very smart. Proverbs tells us when wisdom speaks that we ought to listen. And so we are listening.
Yes.
You know, if we know someone that, or you see someone that's downhearted, don't pass them by because you don't know what's in their thoughts.
Amen. Amen.
I guarantee you, if you're out in public, you're going to pass by somebody that's been suicide.
Amen.
Because the devil, you still got to remember what his purpose is.
Amen.
I can't say there's mercy killing. I never agreed with mercy killing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with assisted suicide. They call fear irregardless. You know.
I think.
God can intervene. Okay. That miracle that Michelle was talking about, that was a miracle. I was thinking about Bobby Bryant's daughter. Look how long she stayed on it, on the machine.
Yes.
Look how many prayers went up. Don't you know the prayers of the righteous was going up too?
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
But still, she still went on, didn't she?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, change the thing now.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So I leave y'all with that. I leave y'all with that thought.
Amen.
Thank you, Mama Rose.
Thank you, babies. I love you. But I call y'all like your babies. I love y'all too. Keep praying, family.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I believe y'all prayers now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell you to pray for me if I didn't. Why ask somebody that can't get a prayer up through the ceiling to pray for you? That don't make sense.
I know that.
Amen.
They wasted my time and theirs too.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I'm not comical, but okay. You guys got it.
Thank you, Mama. We appreciate everything that you said, all your wisdom. And we just had a new caller to call in. Caller ending in 5362.
Evangelist Carol.
Hi, Evangelist Carolyn. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
We're having a discussion about assisted suicide, so your line will be open if you have anything you would like to say. Just come on in.
No, but I just got in when Apostle was just speaking. I had just came in. Because
okay.
I've been trying to get, so I finally went back online, I saw your number, so I used that and it's dialed for me.
Okay. We're so glad you called in. And if, like I said, if you happen to have anything to say, then please feel free to join in and, you know, give us your thoughts and your wisdom on tonight.
Let's listen tonight.
Okay. So I think from what I hear, mostly everyone agrees that assisted suicide is not the way to go, even if you're terminally ill. So my next question would be, as Christians, how do we support a person? First of all, I have two questions, I guess. How do we support a person that is terminally ill and suffering, and they are considering it? And then how do we support a person that, or our family, well, of course anybody, but, you know, talk about our family, that is terminally ill and they have decided to do it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course we're not going to support their actions if they've decided to do it. Mm-hmm. But how do we support them as a person?
I want to comment on that.
Go ahead.
Being someone who is all the time, I can personally say most of the time when the devil even allows those thoughts and you allow the devil to put those thoughts in your head, it's usually when you believe you are such a burden on your family or you're making life hard for other people.
Yeah.
So
this is true.
To let someone know you're not a burden, I'm going to come see you, you know, and I'm going to be there.
you know, people usually go there in their mind when they think, okay, people are tired of them. People don't want to come see them. I don't even have the pastors coming and praying for me no more. I've had so many surgeries. You know, that's where they go with it then. Okay, God, well, then maybe it's my time. Maybe I just need to go ahead so everybody can move on with their life. So, if, you know, take the time out, because it's by the grace of God, there go you, that you're not sick, you know, that you're not the one dealing with all of this. Take the time to go visit someone, you know. Just like your mother was speaking so much wisdom, I love it. I love sitting around older people because they talk and they have a lot to say, but it's something that's just not nonsense. It's something you need to learn from. Go to a nursing home and see people. You know, they don't have people. That's why they want to go, when they think that everybody who loves them, everybody who's actually there for them is already dead. Well, that's what I want to go be with.
Yeah.
That's how you support people who are going into this mind frame. Let them know, I'm here. I'm not letting you go. I don't want you to go.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I agree.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else? Nobody? Okay. I completely agree with what you said, and we do have to be there, you know, and let people know they're not a burden. Also, continue to pray for them. You know, I don't really know, and I can't, because there are a lot of answers that I don't have, but I've seen a lot of people suffering, that suffer a lot, so I don't really know what to say when they are physically tired. They're tired of, you know, the pain. I mean, you know, you continue to encourage them with God. You know, you continue to do that. I guess that's all that we can do. When they're tired of the things that come along with whatever they've been diagnosed with. Because, you know, like everyone said, we haven't been there. So there are a lot of things that we haven't yet, you know, experienced. Or haven't experienced, I don't even want to say yet, you know, because some things we just don't really want to. But, you know, when they are tired of just suffering in their bodies, they're tired of suffering, you know, in their minds, even if they, for those that may not feel that they're a burden, they're just tired. You know, they're just tired of how they feel. They're tired of just tired. What they, you know, not being able to do what they used to could do. So I personally, this is just me, you know, I don't know what all to say. You know, the only thing I can do is continue to pray, you know, try to encourage them as best as I can. But I don't know what all to say. I had clients that were like that, and there were times where I just would sit and listen because I really didn't have the words. You know, because it was easy for me to sit there as a young person, you know, and pretty good health, and listen to them, you know, sit there and listen to them, and they, you know, are at a different place. So I don't really know, but I do know, you know, to say what we do know to say, continue to encourage them as best as we can, pray for them.
Yes.
You know, like you said, Leanne, again, you know, let them know they're not a problem. You're not, you know, I don't know. Just show them love. I guess you know, that's the best thing that we can do. That's what it goes back to. And if a person still decides that this is what they're going to do, they're either going to take the medication or they are going to refuse. Mm-hmm. You know, water, food, or whatever, not turn our backs on them because it is their choice.
That choice. One thing you do is nothing like love. I always like what love got to do with it. You know, like you say, you don't have a word to say sometimes, but you know you can come up and give somebody a hug and not even open your mouth. Or even a gift, go by the store and say, I want to get this person a beautiful rose, one rose, you know, and take that rose to that person, you know, and that will brighten up. It might not brighten up the entire day, but it would give them a brightness within them, and you never know what they might start thinking, even though I'm going through this. But there is somebody that cares. That one person can make a difference, and the difference is L-O-V-E, love. I experienced today of a lady saying, I'm a burden to my son. I told her, no, you are not a burden. You're not a burden to him. And then she began to just yell, why? Why? Because her lifestyle had changed. She's gotten old and she can't do what she used to or was able to. All I did was wrap my arms around her shoulder, you know, and give her a hug. That's all I could do. And give her that gives comfort. Do you know she got better?
Amen.
She actually got better. So a hug and just telling somebody, I love you, make the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Because along with all that comes depression, y'all. The young lady that was talking before you, quite depression.
Ma'am.
Listen to what it said. She didn't use the word, but she was saying depression.
Right.
Just look at the word. Press down. So when they're pressed down, hey, just lift them up. And just think about yourself when you're feeling down and out. Those that got boyfriends or husbands, don't it make you feel better when you come, she come and wrap their arms around you and just tell you that I love you. I love you for the things that you do.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Will it make a difference?
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Absolutely.
So, there's always a medication. It doesn't also always mean it's a pill.
Amen.
But there is medication.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Right.
So I also would add to that, you know, to make sure that we're being compassionate, even though we have, you know, everyone has their own personal beliefs, but even in expressing what we believe, do it in, you know, making sure that we show compassion.
Amen.
Because, again, you know, if we've never walked in those shoes, then, you know, it's just always good to show compassion. And so I would also add that on there. Say, I see you came in. Did you have anything that you wanted to say?
Please accept my apology. Good evening, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Please accept my apology. I've been to doing balloon release for these families. I'm so sorry I missed most of it, but I tried to catch what I could.
Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. Go ahead.
I said, this has been a trying week for me. And one thing I want to ask everybody, do continue to pray for my strength in this journey that God had me on. Kind of got out of a little character this week, but I just been upset with all these killings that's been going on. And one was a very dear friend of mine, just like family. It's my nephew's brother-in-law. yesterday evening. So just keep these families in prayer, the Lowe family, the Vaughn family. Just keep them in prayer.
Amen.
And as you're keeping them in prayer, please keep me in prayer as well.
Will do.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. And continue to hold up our city. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you, everyone, for calling in on tonight. Thank you for everyone, you know, for everyone giving their opinion and how you feel about the situation. It is a very deep topic, but those are the things that I like to cover. My husband always looks at me like, why did you choose that? That's a pretty tough one. But that's the purpose of the show, you know, to talk about those tough things that need to be talked about. To me, anybody that really knows me, y'all know I like to tackle that type of stuff, but that's just me. Because it's real, it's out there. People are truly dealing with it. It's happening even in Christian families, whether we talk about it or not, but it is. They're Christian people. They're suffering. They're sick. They're tired of being sick. They've been praying for healing. They are not healed, and some of them do want it to end. It's just the truth, whether we want to admit it or not, but it's the truth. So these are real, real issues, you know, issues for us to discuss. So I thank everyone for calling in and for putting in on the topic on tonight. Please keep in mind that we do take topic suggestions. Hint, hint, we do take topic suggestions.
Nice hint.
One more time. We do take topic suggestions. So, you know, if you guys have a topic, or even we even take volunteers to host a show. You know, Kyra, Pastor Michelle, hey, we take those two. So if you guys ever want to do that, please let us know. And if you know anyone that would benefit from this broadcast, please share it. So we love you guys, and we hope that everyone has a wonderful weekend.
You too.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.